certainly one of the major problems is that we've got young apprentices out of work at the moment. We've got, of course, the cutbacks in the TAFE, and we need to, of course, continue to make sure that Gippsland transitions from where we're at, especially in light of possible closures, that we have the best avenues open for retraining and making sure that our young people are skilled up so that they've got opportunities. And so we are concerned about it.
So all this going on at this time, and the more recent has been the shift in how TAFE courses are funded and the threat to some TAFE courses. Is it a real stumbling block for the work that yourself and people in the Latrobe Valley have been doing towards the transition away from carbon intensive industries? And we've got the carbon tax not too far away. Has this thrown a real spanner in the works?
Well, it's something that we've been it hasn't helped anyway, because we've certainly wanted to make sure that our workforce is as highly skilled as possible, to make sure that we've got a broad diversity across the industries, and some of the industries that appears to be cut back as far as the TAFE courses go would be some of those areas that we're looking to expand. For instance, the tourism industry, I think, has huge potentials in Gippsland, and the hospitality courses, if we lose some of those hospitality facilities out of the TAFE, they were high-quality training, whereas some of the private providers, which seems to be what the government is pushing towards, are really quite bodgy training there. They're making donuts and coffee and calling it hospitality, whereas the hospitality course that TAFE ran was probably second to none, and should have been a model what should have been enhanced rather than cut back.
Okay. Some of the courses, though, in which skill shortages might be addressed, are going to receive more money. So that is going to help, surely, with the situation.
Well, it is, but one of the things that we're looking at, and of course the building industries, where they're talking about adding more money into those courses, but one of the problems is that we're finding that employers aren't taking the apprentices on, and so we need to get a handle on where is the training the problem. Have we got too much training, or haven't we got enough training, and how do we get those apprentices placed as well? And I use the example of some training, it just doesn't match with the what the employers are doing. And for instance, scaffolding, people do heaps of scaffolding courses. The private providers roll them out all the time, so does TAFE, but the employers only see those tickets as a necessity as far as the work cover and those areas go. They want people would have properly have on the job training. Okay. So they don't just match.
So there needs to be more work done on exactly where those skill shortages are. It's something that I have put to the minister as well, and he believes that work has been done. Nonetheless, you've got employers coming, as I understand, today to this meeting. You have got have you got TAFE providers there, or people associated with the TAFE sector?
It's mainly the TAFE providers and those people involved with the employment sector. Not so much the direct employers. It is mainly to sit down and see what is right and what isn't right in the area, and what courses are going to cause us some harm if they're cut, and what courses needs to be adjusted to meet industry's needs.
All right. At the end of the meeting, when you're ready to say goodbye to everybody, what will you have before you?
Well, we're hoping that we'll have people with an understanding. I don't think this meeting, it's a two-hour meeting, it's not going to solve all the problems. But what we want to do is bring those people together to try and look at some of those problems and get that process started, to have a look at what is it in Gippsland that we need as far as training, and what is it we need to do to make sure that the training and the employment match, so that the workers are actually not being trained and sitting at home after they've been trained.